In the name of God, the most beneficent, the most merciful. All praise is due to Allah, and greetings upon His Messenger Al-Mustafa, and upon His pure and righteous household, and the best of His companions. Allah the Elevated said, "Call people for Hajj, an act of worship accomplished by visiting the sacred sites in Mecca. They will come on foot and on lean camels from all the distant quarters to see their benefits, commemorate the name of God during the appointed days." This heavenly chant still calls to hearts, inviting humanity beyond centuries and eras to gather around the pivot of monotheism. All human beings are addressed by this Abrahamic call and dignified by it, although in some corners they may not hear it, or some hearts, under the cover of ignorance and negligence, are deprived of it. Or even though some do not prepare their hearts to be qualified for entering this everlasting global feast, for any reason, they are not granted the opportunity. Now you have enjoyed this blessing and have stepped into the security arena of the divine reception. Arafat, Mash'ar, Mina, Safa, Marwa, and Bayt al-Haram Mosque, or the Prophet's Mosque. Every single part of these locations and rituals represents a link of the chain of spirituality and soul elevation for a pilgrim who knows the value of this opportunity and takes advantage of it for purifying themselves and stocking up on spirituality for the rest of their lives. The important point that makes any thoughtful individual curious and sensitive is the appointment of a permanent meeting place for all people and all the generations throughout the years in a specific place and a determined limited time period. This unique time and place are one of the main secrets of Hajj. No doubt, one of the best instances for to see their benefits is this annual meeting of all the communities of the Islamic Ummah around God's house. This is the key to the Islamic Union and the symbol of Islam's formation of the Ummah, which is to be under the protection of God's house. God's house belongs to all. The sacred mosque, which we have made for those who dwell nearby and foreigners alike. Hajj, in this specified place, and in this time period, always and throughout the years, calls the Muslims to solidarity and union through an articulate language and clear logic. And this is the opposite of what the enemies of Islam aspire to do, inciting the Muslims to fight against each other at all times, and especially during the present time. Look at the behavior of the arrogant and criminal United States today. Its essential policy against Islam and the Muslims is warmongering. Its desire and vicious efforts aim at killing Muslims by other Muslims, causing some oppressive groups to attack some oppressed ones, supporting the front of the oppressors, suppressing the oppressed front through it, and always fueling this appalling conspiracy. Muslims should be aware and nullify this satanic policy. Hajj prepares the grounds for this awareness. And this represents the philosophy of declaring repudiation to pagans and arrogant powers during Hajj. Remembrance of God represents the spirit of Hajj. In all circumstances, let's revive and gratify our hearts with this rain of blessings, and deepen in our hearts reliance and trust in Him who is the source of power, glory, justice, and beauties. We will overcome the enemy's ploy in this manner. Dear Hajj pilgrims, do not forget to keep the Islamic Ummah, the oppressed people in Syria, Iraq, Palestine, Afghanistan, Yemen, Bahrain, Libya, Pakistan, Kashmir, and Myanmar, and other parts of the world in your prayers. Ask Allah to cut the hands of the United States and other arrogant powers and their supporters. May God's peace and mercy be upon you. Sayyid Ali Khamenei, August 19th, 2018. Dhul Hajjah 7th, 1439.